Welcome back to the Candid Cast.
It's season 3, episode 9.
Today we're diving deep into a powerful and essential leadership virtue, humility.
In a world where confidence often takes the spotlight, we'll explore why humility is the unsung hero of effective leadership.
Hello, welcome once again to another episode of the Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Egede. We are continuing our study of the profile of a leader, those qualities that are required of a person who will lead. Before we continue into our part 9, I will request that you please subscribe to the Candid Cast on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and other social media channels, including the podcast, audio podcast. We are on audio podcast in the various channels that you access audio podcast. Please share the video also to your friends and family, everyone in your contact, to help us extend our reach with this message. Thank you. So we'll talk about humility today. It was the Talmud that said, "He who sacrifices a whole offering shall be rewarded for a whole offering. He who offers a burnt offering shall have the reward of a burnt offering. But he who offers humility to God and man shall be rewarded with a reward as if he had offered all the sacrifices in the world." That's how important humility is. Some persons are always ready to level those above them down to themselves, while they are never willing to level those below them up to their own position. But he that is under the influence of true humility will avoid both these extremes. On the one hand, he will be willing that all should rise just as far as their diligence and worth of character entitle them to. And on the other hand, he will be willing that his superiors should be known and acknowledged in their place and have rendered to them all the honors that are due to them. That's from Jonathan Edwards. True humility seeks to bring glory and honor to God and looks out for the interest of others. Jesus Christ models this as a perfect example of a leader in humility. It's reported in Philippians chapter 2 from verses 5 to 9 that, and it's recommended to us, it says, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, as he already existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a bond servant, and being formed as a man in the likeness of men, and he took on the appearance of a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on the cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name." You know, we're always struggling to build our name, but this is exactly how you build your name: taking on the pain of others. Jesus Christ gives us a perfect example of humility. He went to the cross and gave up his life so that others might live. Sacrifice is required of a leader. Humility is that ability to shun false pride and embrace meekness or modesty. This quality in a leader has numerous benefits in the leader's profile. Let's look at, I'll take 5 of the benefits and tell you 5 of the losses or setbacks that can come from a leader who is prideful or who is not humble. Number one benefit is that it promotes culture of trust. Humility promotes a culture of trust. It is natural for team members to trust a humble leader. The leader will be willing that all should rise just so far as their diligence and worth of character entitle them to. There is a respect for merit. And on the other hand, he will be willing that his superiors should be known. A humble leader acknowledges people in their place, and he will render to them and aspire that others should render to them all the honors that are due to them. It does not take credit for the work of another. Relationships are strengthened in such a place, and a feeling of safety in the work environment is encouraged and promoted. It is fostered among members. Ideas are shared, concerns are shared, fears are shared. in such an environment. Number two, it promotes collaboration. When you work with a humble person, there is that openness to collaborate, to share ideas, to share opinion. But a prideful person knows it all. And even when he gets the ideas of others, he does not acknowledge them. He doesn't talk about the originator. He takes credit for it. Humble leaders, on the other hand, promote a team-oriented approach, recognizing the value of others, their contributions, their expertise. In such environment, everyone is eager to put their ideas on the table. You research, you bring in your contribution, and everyone benefits from it, and the organization grows by it. Number three, learning is encouraged. Where a leader admits his errors and takes correction, people are not ashamed to ask questions, in the understanding that you are ignorant until you ask questions. And those who ask questions are only ignorant once, and they get clarifications. A humble leader is not a Mr. Know-it-all. He has limitations, and he's not ashamed to admit it. He learns from others and does not humiliate people who do not know. Correction is done in love. The leader's humility creates an environment for personal growth and development. Number four, humility of a leader promotes accountability. A humble leader does not take credit for whatever comes out right. When the result is good, it's me. When it is bad, you blame subordinates for every wrong result. Accountability is promoted. He's accountable and responsible. It is very easy to learn and grow when we come up to own up to our errors. And this is what humility stands for. A humble person will always own up to his errors. He will learn, and others around him will also learn from the errors. Errors that are hidden do not teach anybody any lesson. Number five, humble leader inspires others. A humble leader will always take the initiative for the first step. He won't send you to carry a load he will not touch with a finger. The leadership style of a humble leader is by example, and this inspires team members who are always challenged to follow in his steps, the steps of such a leader. Let's look at what pride can do. Pride, on the other hand, has all the contrary results. You know, when you are not humble, you are proud. Number one is that pride promotes loneliness. A proud leader will suffer a disconnect from team members. He's isolated from information that can promote growth and personal development, including his own development. Proud leaders may become disconnected from their team members and stakeholders, leading to poor communication and collaboration. If you take credit for the suggestions that people make without acknowledging them, it is not likely that they will voluntarily come up with suggestions next time, and they will leave you with that disconnect, and the organization or the nation or whoever you are leading suffers for it. Number two, poor decision making. Information is required for decision to be made. If you are going to make a good decision, it must be born out of knowledge, information. Pride can lead to arrogance, causing a leader to deny his errors. A covering of mistake will rob a leader of the impute of other team members and stakeholders, leading to wrong decision. Because when you don't have access to sufficient information on the basis of which to make your decision made in ignorance will always be a wrong decision, and it will generate the wrong result. Number three, for a prideful leader, growth is hindered, both for himself and members of his team. A proud leader is not open to feedback because nobody can walk up to him to tell him that he's wrong. He holds himself up there as the person who has no error. And there is no such person in this world that is living above errors, above every mistake. We all make mistakes, we all err.
sometimes.
So when he doesn't take feedbacks and novel ideas, particularly if the idea is coming from a subordinate, this character will hinder new ideas, new opportunities for learning, personal and organizational growth, and development. Number four, pride destroys relationships. It is not likely that anyone will want to continue to make suggestions that are used by another without getting credit. A proud leader will not acknowledge the positive contribution of others, and because of this, relationship is severed. A lot of people will not want to work along with him, and that will hamper the results that he will get. Number five, downfall of a leader. The Bible says pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before a fall. Pride can drive a leader into practices that he will not be proud of if discovered. This secret character trait is what more often than not brings the leader down. In conclusion, when a leader realizes he is proud and chooses to address it as a deficiency, he has a good chance to create a more humble, collaborative, and effective leadership style, and an environment where others will gladly follow and learn from him. It will build a very productive team. Thank you for staying tuned to the Candid Cast. Don't forget to like and share on various channels. Till I come your way again next week, stay tuned.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes ahead.
We appreciate your support and can't wait to share more insights with you soon.